Wolf hunting has always garnered a lot of emotion. I was living in Montana at the time that wolves were being discussed, being reintroduced to Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming. It was a contentious argument. They were finally reintroduced there in 1995. It's been contentious ever since. They have wolf hunting seasons now in Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho, and different guidelines and so forth. And the total number of animals in that population is around 1,600 last time I looked. In Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan, the number is closer to 5,000. We have roughly three times the number of wolves here that they have there. And there's an argument now going back and forth about whether there should be a wolf hunting season in Michigan. It's estimated here in Michigan, we have about 650 to 700 wolves, somewhere in that range, well above the capacity to sustain a limited hunting season each year and to, you know, of course, take care of nuisance animals. But there are those out there, like the Humane Society of the United States, that would like to stop all wolf hunting. I had the privilege, I'll say, to spend a lot of time with Wayne Pacelli, who was with the Fund for Animals back in the early 90s, about wolf hunting. He came to Montana and argued about wolf hunting then. He is now in charge of the Humane Society of the United States. And there's an article from MLive that I read again yesterday. MLive, not doing themselves any service on the articles writing about wolf hunting. They're very slanted to one side. They're anti-wolf hunting articles that they're presenting as news. And in one spot here, it says, well, the Humane Society said they're not opposed to hunting, just wolf hunting. You know, 10 seconds of research on the internet, and you could find quotes like this one. Our goal is to get sport hunting in the same category as cockfighting and dogfighting. Our opponents say that hunting is a tradition. We say traditions must change. And comments like that by Wayne Pacelli can be found all over the internet. Doesn't take any homework to find the truth about what this group is really all about. But the truth is, Michigan voters some time ago made it the DNR's job and the Natural Resources Commission's job to look after game animals and species and seasons and bag limits. And that's what I agree with. Our next guest is State Senator Tom Casperson of Escanaba on the question of wolf hunting. And Senator, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Try to give you a pretty good background there and a pretty good foundation for what we're going to talk about. I believe that we've already addressed this as voters, because the red herring that's being thrown out there by the opponents of wolf hunting, and really the opponents of all hunting, is that somehow the Michigan voters are getting slighted. Now, keep in mind, 300,000 people signed a petition, sent it to the legislature to make it possible for you guys to move forward on a pro-wolf hunting law, if you will. And some other folks with less signatures say they want anti-hunting laws put on the ballot. But the truth of the matter is, we have already spoken as a state, have we not?
We have. Proposal G was loud and clear. And in fact, a lot of the anti-folks that came into my committee and testified on that issue all agreed they had supported Proposal G back in the day they did it, that based management of wildlife game animals with sound science. And that's what it is. But then said in my committee, and lo and behold, because those same experts all of a sudden disagreed with them, now all of a sudden those same experts are not experts anymore. And now we got to go to the people to decide this. And my question is, I'm not an expert in this field. I never have claimed to be. But at the same time, we're going to suggest the average citizen can digest wildlife management and vote on that issue, having all the information.
Let's be honest, Tom.
I just can't fathom that.
Yeah, well, it happens all the time. Let me tell you, when politicians pretend to be scientists, it takes us down a very dangerous road. Say, who comes to mind? Oh, Al Gore comes to mind. When politicians yeah. try to pretend that they're scientists in some way and have some knowledge beyond those that work in academia and actually study and do that, what's that thing called? Oh, an experiment with a control and understand actual science. You see, when politicians and Hollywood people and celebrities get involved with science, it becomes a rough and rocky road, as you know, Senator.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's where the problem lies. And the point is, they don't want to let people know the whole truth here, and that's part of the problem. You mentioned Mr. Parcelli, and he has contacted me because he listened to the floor speech, and he doesn't like the floor speech. He thinks that I'm incorrect, and what you just cited is exactly what we found. You don't have to go very far to find out what he has actually said, yet he's hiding from it, and he doesn't want to now talk about it publicly.
Senator, as you know, I am a hunter. I've done hunting shows on the Outdoor Channel for more than 20 years. I'm a professional hunter. It's one of the things that I do. And so I'm intimately involved with hunting and regulations and bag limits and so forth. And I've hunted in 15 countries in addition to the United States. The United States is the envy of the world when it comes to game management, period. The way we have managed game, whether it be deer or turkeys or elk or wolves for that matter, we are the envy of the world because we have flourishing populations. We have more deer, more turkeys, more geese than we've had in a century because of game management that works and is proven not by politicians, but by scientists. And Wayne Pacelli, we have an interesting relationship too. I was actually at that press conference in Bozeman, Montana in 1991 when he made that comment. I stood there because I was working there at the time. And him and I have an interesting relationship insofar as every time I take a nice deer in the field, I take a nice picture, and he's always on the email list of people that I send it to because I think that he deserves to see what a great white tail looks like just like everybody else. I don't know if he appreciates it, but he does get my pictures. Is that wrong, Senator? Is that going too far?
Well, I don't think it is because if you look at their tactics, that's what I tried to explain yesterday. Their tactics are doing exactly what they're complaining about, and they're not telling people the whole truth. And it's okay when they do it, but if they can find out somebody didn't get it quite accurate, they attack like there's no tomorrow and say, that's how they won this, that's how they've gotten there, and that's simply not true. They're not even telling people the truth about the initiative versus the referendum. They're two separate things.
You know what
they
I'd like to know?
They went after initiatives, or an initiative, and they didn't. They went after a referendum.
What comes to mind here for me today is what I would like to know, and this must be public information, at least it should be, how much money does the Humane Society of the United States, and for the record, I'm not taking on any of the local Humane Societies that take care of cats and dogs in your county or your township. Those are two completely separate things. HSUS, the Humane Society of the United States, is a separate entity from your local dog pound, if you will, where you go and adopt a pet, a different thing. But what I'd like to know is on a national level, Wayne Pacelli's group, how much money do they collect every year, and how much is actually spent on animal welfare, and how much is actually spent on advertising and salaries and the benefit of the people that work there?
A lot of people are looking into that, and one of the numbers tossed back was 1% helping a little animal, and I agree with you. Our local humane societies need to be supported. The issue, though, with the wolf hunt, just for your listeners, the Department of Natural Resources, Michigan DNR, had petitioned the United States Humane Society to help them with this wolf issue in the UP and asked them if they could help sponsor and support with some money, some non-lethal methods to keep wolves out of these farms, and that they refused to do it. They didn't put any money into the game when it came to actually protecting the wolves and the farm animals. They refused to do it, and that came from the department. I didn't know that until I got into the inner workings of the department, and
right.
They shared that with me. I think that's very telling. When an organization as big as the United States Humane Society, with the money they've got,
they don't get involved
to help.
Okay, Tom, real quick here. We got about 10 seconds. Real quick, when will we have a final answer on whether the governor's going to sign this, or how does this work? When will this be concluded?
We got 2 weeks and the House comes together. We're hoping we get another simple majority and it's over. Governor doesn't even need to sign it.
There you go. That's the process. It's one of 8 states that can do that, Michigan being one of them. Senator Casperson, thank you so much.